248DE, broadcasting at 97.5. FM.
CBS News Brief. Officials say a driver in Austin, Texas was killed when she crashed her car into the lobby of a hospital emergency room. Stephen Hughes was there.
I could hear something was still on the accelerator, so the tires were still spinning, causing more and more smoke.
One of two children injured is in critical condition. A historic impeachment vote in the House.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
Republicans pushing through impeachment for Homeland Security's Alejandro Mayorkas. Senate not expected to follow suit. The House is adding a Democrat. Tom Suozzi's won a special election in New York to replace George Santos. CBS's Anthony Salvanto says the seat keeps flipping.
Joe Biden won it by 8 points about. And then, of course, the Republican Santos won it by about 8 points. And now we've got an 8-point just about gap here for Suozzi.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new set of district boundaries for the state legislature waits for Governor Evers' signature. Republican lawmakers passed Evers' maps yesterday. Democrats like Senator Jeff Smith say Republicans only did it to beat the Wisconsin Supreme Court to the job.
Throwing the will of the people out the door and going right back to the old ways of the legislature protecting themselves, the majority protecting themselves.
The high court says Wisconsin's current maps are unconstitutional. The top high school graduates in Wisconsin would get automatic admission to a University's of Wisconsin school under a bill that's coming out of the legislature. Grads in the top 5% would be automatically accepted at Madison and top 10% students everywhere else. It's part of the diversity deal lawmakers made with the UW system. It now goes to the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Winter weather is finally on its way. We're under a winter weather advisory today. An area that includes Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties could receive 2 to 4 inches of snow starting at 9 p.m. this evening until 9 a.m. on Thursday. Wood County Communications Center warns conditions could be slippery and you should plan on hazardous conditions impacting your drive to work on Thursday morning. UW Stevens Point is continuing their music concerts planned in Marshfield for February. This Friday the 16th, the Hub City Winds Concert will perform at the Helen Connor Laird Theater. They're located at 2000 West 5th Street in Marshfield. The concert begins at 7:30 and tickets are $10 per person. You'll need to purchase your tickets online as the Marshfield box office is not currently staffed. You can find them at tickets.uwsp.edu or in person 1 hour prior to the event at the Marshfield box office. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, Seth Habegger.
Good morning.
And in charge of everything else, all of you out there. I hope you guys knew that, by the way. I hope you knew you were in charge of everything else. We are going
to... meaning to talk to them about that.
Yeah. You got the email, right? Seth. Everybody got the newsletter, right? Let's go ahead and check in with our great friend, Brittany Marlowe, with our weather. Brittany, how you doing?
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, happy Valentine's Day, Brittany. Yes.
I keep forgetting it's Valentine's
Day. Me too. Yeah. Me too. And I spent the last hour on the Sunrise Show talking about it. I just still forgot. Wow. I still forgot. Brittany, happy Valentine's Day. What kind of, will we have, warmer temperatures here for the heat to things up? Or I'm reaching. I'm really
reaching. The lover's
day. Yeah, I'm really reaching here. I'm sorry, Brittany.
You're right on the dot, though. We are. We're going to have some lovely, warm weather. Temperatures are going to climb into those mid-40s today as this storm system approaches. So mild, mostly cloudy, though, and a bit breezy as those winds will be gusting out of the south, pulling in the moisture and the heat for the storm. So we'll be kind of calm today, really not much going on. Mm. It's all after 8 o'clock is when everything starts to hit. So.
Yeah.
We could see a little bit of a wintry mix first. I mean, given our temperatures climbing into the mid-40s by 8 o'clock, they'll still probably be a little bit above freezing. So a little bit of a wintry mix there. I expect it to slip over to all snow by 9 o'clock tonight, and it's just going to continue through tomorrow morning.
Ooh.
Now, of course, the advisory starts at 9 o'clock tonight, But I want you to be a little bit careful about an hour or so before, just because of that wintry mix potential.
That's a good idea.
That snow definitely, that snow definitely hits at 9, continues to about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and then it should kick on out of here. But we are looking at 2 to 5 inches of snowfall, and finally, we're ones who are going to be hit.
Oh, okay. It's finally happening. It's finally come.
Yay, it's winter.
Hey. Yay. Welcome to winter, everybody.
Yes.
But today, the heat is on.
Heat is on now. Oh, you can't do an 80s song.
Different
Melissa.
Song, no, James.
I went 80s with it, though. I can't help it. I can't. Yeah, of course.
James would not sing an Ace of Base song.
No,
let's just put that out there.
I don't even know.
What's wrong with him? Come on, guys.
Among other things. Brittany, we appreciate you so much. Have a great Valentine's Day, and we'll talk with you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
She's the best. We appreciate Brittany joining us every morning right in this time slot to talk about little Mother Nature with us.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk a little bit of love, little Valentine's today. We've got great stuff lined up for you. Valentine's Day is also Ash Wednesday this year. Can you celebrate both? We will get into that. We, of course, will also get into the anti-Valentine's Day movement that has been going on. I don't know how much you two have heard about this, but yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
because nothing can just be a thing anymore.
No.
Everything has to be something. Yep. It has to be a big deal or something like that. We'll get into that.
I mean, it's good to have discussion about things, but seriously, people.
Let's reel it in.
Yeah. America's top health questions we will also get into. Looking forward to diving into that.
The day of chocolate. Let's talk about what's wrong with you.
Yes. It's so good. You're so right, Melissa. Yeah. I didn't even catch that. And a little bit later, we'll get into some random facts and interesting things about Valentine's Day, along with celebrating singles. Match.com released its annual Singles in America study. Want to get into that as well. All this coming up, along with El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We are going to hear a little bit later from our friends over at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to all of that. But I hope you both are doing good and your start of your day is Valentine's Day is going well. Mm-hmm. Hope it is for you out there also. I have a couple of back-to-back stories here that are love stories, but kind of different love stories.
Okay.
This one's interesting, and they're both kind of similar. You'll see a tie-in right away.
All right.
A Michigan man is trying to solve the mystery of a 70-year-old love letter he found in a toolbox he purchased from a farm auction.
Ooh, intriguing.
I mean, every word in that sentence is interesting. You could make a Lifetime movie out of that.
Yes, you could, man. Hallmark's calling.
Rich Trojanowski of Grand Rapids said that he bought the toolbox at a farm auction in 2017, but it wasn't until years later he found an old letter stashed away in a drawer.
Ooh.
The letter was authored 70 years ago by Army Corporal Irving G. Fleming and was sent from San Francisco to Mary Lee Cribbs in Grand Rapids, where he was. The letter featured Fleming apologizing to Cribbs for a disagreement they had and professing his undying love and intentions to marry her when he returned from the Army. Quote, it's almost like a true love story. People just don't write things like that nowadays. It's almost like poetry, Trojanowski told the local news station.
Wow.
Trojanowski is now trying to find surviving relatives of the couple so he can give them the letter. Quote, I really don't have any use for it. And if we can find the people it belongs to, the kids, I think it'd be really neat for them.
Mm-hmm.
A Minneapolis couple recently detailed their own similar incident that we are about to touch on. But isn't that a cool story?
That's a great story.
So cool. I really do hope he finds the family. But I don't know, to me, to look at the silver linings of this and everything, because clearly the letter didn't get to her.
Right.
I like to think that they still got together, that they still ended up together and everything, and that there are kids out there of theirs, and that they'll get that love letter.
That would be so cool.
I don't know, you know, if we'll get a follow-up to this story or not, but when it comes to these kind of things, look, I live and breathe and sleep in reality. Trust me, my brain will not let me away from it. But isn't it kind of like if this day in days like this aren't for anything other than imagination and just like kind of letting it roll and hey, whatever happens, happen. You know, whatever the truth is, we'll find. You know, the truth is vital and important, and especially in this year. And I mean truth, real fact. Incredibly important. But it's also sometimes the mystery is part of life. And I think that the mystery of this is kind of sweet and kind of beautiful. I hope we hear a follow-up to it, but chances are we probably won't.
Yeah.
With so many stories and so many things that there are out there, you don't get follow-up stories like you used to back in the day.
Right.
If we don't, I choose to believe that they found, you know, he ended up apologizing in person.
Yes.
And was able to, they
and they had a long life together.
Yeah. And that Minneapolis couple I was just telling you about, well, they were remodeling their bathroom, and they made a surprise discovery behind a wall, a pair of love letters that could be nearly a century old.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
Matt and Carrie Tresmer said that they found numerous treasures inside the wall behind the toilet, including containers of medicines, rose water, razor blades, and some Minneapolis-made toiletries from a long-defunct brands.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. Seth might recognize some of those brands. I don't know. The couple said that the most exciting discovery was a pair of love letters that appeared to have both been written by the same teenager to two different girls.
Intrigue.
The letters signed John B., also known as Lolly, were addressed to Hazel and Pauline.
Lolly.
So, like, these are old letters.
That's a nickname, man.
Yeah. Both letters featured John B. declaring his love and devotion and asking each girl in turn to attend a dance with him.
Ooh.
Quote, upon...
Yeah, hedging his bets.
Upon reading some of them, we realized it was actually probably more likely a kid like between the ages of 13 and 18, Carrie Tresmer told the local news station. They were talking about first lunch. I have study hall this period. The couple said that they have not yet tried to identify John B., but they have identified a couple of suspects. John Pavallo, the home's original owner, lived at the house with his family from the 20s to the 50s, and he had a son who was also named John.
How about that?
That seems likely.
Yeah.
The second suspect is John Book, who was born in the 1930s, but was an adult when he moved into the house in the 60s. The testimony said they found some of John Book's old homework in the attic, indicating that he held on to some mementos from his teenage years. A New York couple made a similar discovery behind a wall and were able to track down the author's daughters last year. And that was pretty cool.
Dottie, that's nice.
Yeah, Dottie Kinry, 51, said that she and her husband were tearing out old walls from a Staten Island fixer-upper they bought in the 90s when they found a stash of letters from World War II soldier Claudie Smythe to his wife, Marie Smythe.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Kearney, with the help of TikTok heirloom investigator Chelsea Brown and genealogy website MyHeritage.com, was able to give the letters to the Smith's daughter, Carol Bolin, who lives in Vermont.
How about that?
That's
wow.
So cool.
It's a great story. Several great stories. Those are really cool. By the way, what were people doing putting stuff in walls back then? Yeah. What was happening, man?
Yeah, we got to talk about that. We got to get into
that. You know, I have had a house where I have done some remodeling. And even then, you know, you take the walls down, you're going to put like drywall up or something like that. You're going to find something.
Something.
I think all I found was like a business card. From way back when, from like a water company or something. I can't even remember what it was.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, well, why was this in the wall? I guess I don't understand.
we like to make our mark. I remember, I think that we wrote like inside between the studs, like a message or something.
Mm. Oh,
you know,
okay.
Our names or the date.
All right.
Just some kind of like, we did this. And then covered it up.
There you go.
It's cool.
And someday someone will maybe come across it.
I couldn't tell you how many houses I've worked on and how many different construction jobs I've done, tearing down walls, tearing down asbestos or any of these kind of things. And I've never found anything. And I feel very shortchanged. Very.
But
it's not fair. Yeah. Because so most of the work I've done has been here in Wisconsin. But whether it's there or in Illinois, like the couple of the houses I worked on in Illinois were so old.
Mm.
And they told us to look for stuff. Mainly keep an eye out for like sharp objects and everything.
Right.
But also, hey, you happen to see
it. Don't poke your eye out, kid.
I never found anything. I never don't know anybody. Nobody in my family has or have. Because I asked my dad, like, hey, Dad, did Papa, did anybody ever find anything? Our whole families were construction.
Right.
And nothing, ever. I feel so shortchanged from this.
It's not the right houses.
I'd love to find something like
that. By the way, there was something in that letter that may need a little explanation.
Mm.
He said first lunch.
Yeah.
That is a farming thing. So back, and I learned this when I lived in North Dakota. So in North Dakota and parts of Minnesota, lunch is not the middle meal of the day.
It's actually a snack between breakfast and dinner.
Oh,
dinner is the main meal, midday meal of the day. So there's a lunch between breakfast and dinner, and a lunch between dinner and supper.
That is amazing.
So those meals throughout the day when you're farming, how to keep your strength up and all that kind of stuff.
Right,
so, yeah.
That's right. If anybody needs to do it, it's farmers, that, and moms should probably
do that too. Yeah,
that's true, that's pretty cool. That's pretty interesting. I never heard that before.
I had not either until I moved up there.
That is very cool. We have been having a lot of fun here at WFHR and WIRI, celebrating singles, celebrating love. We've had a great list, a group of lists of names and everything from everybody. We greatly appreciate everybody having some fun with us on this. Really want to thank our great friends over at Hotel Mead, at One Rose Greenhouse, at Family Natural Foods, being a part of all of this. We greatly appreciate them doing that. And we are about to announce our winner for WFHR. I want to thank again everybody that entered their names and everybody that played along. Thank you so very, very much.
Love it.
I do have to let everybody know you're fortunate because if my mom and dad could have entered this list, I really feel like they probably would have won it. But that is a side story that I will get to a little bit later.
Okay, all right.
We want to congratulate everybody that played along, everybody that helped, everybody that was a part of this. Thank you so much. When it comes to love, no, I'm just trying to drag this out. I'm just kidding.
Come on, get on with it.
Our winner for WFHR is Raquel Novak.
Oh, congratulations,
Raquel. Yay. Now, we should mention Raquel is an old friend of ours here at WFHR. You worked at the local Y and joined us many times on the air.
That's right.
Yes. And we appreciate Raquel. Actually, I just talked to Raquel yesterday. She got us some anniversaries for coming up for next week and everything.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
They've got a great story, a great relationship, and it goes to a very deserving couple. All these couples were very deserving.
Yeah.
We didn't pick these because this was the good one or this was better the other one. It was completely random. Just threw them in a hat, pulled out a name, and this is the name we chose, Raquel Novak. Congratulations, Raquel.
Yes, thanks for sharing this story.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing these stories to Raquel and to everybody out there. Raquel won herself two hotel tickets to the Hotel Mead. We'll get this nice flower basket that we have, a really nice arrangement from One Rose Greenhouse. And, of course, a nice basket from our friends at Family Natural Foods.
That's right.
Really appreciate that from them. And buy local, support local, everybody. You need a place to stay. You're not going to find any better spot than the Hotel Mead here in Rapids.
That's right.
That place is long-standing. Stayed there a lot of times. Gone to a lot of events over there. It is a mainstay for a reason. We appreciate our friends at the Hotel Mead. You know how we feel about One Rose Greenhouse.
Yeah, long time.
Yeah, Melissa and I have touched on that a number of times. I know that almost every Mother's Day, they've helped me find the right flowers from my mom and many other times, and I've dated a bit and they've helped me a number of different times that way.
I've dated a bit. Boy,
I didn't
that's
know
one
how to put that. I walked into
says
that
a man
one
in his 40s.
Yeah.
Unmarried. What else would you say, James?
Yeah,
that's
I suppose. And a gigantic thank you, of course, to our friends at Family Natural Foods. We appreciate them so very much being a part of this, too. And you hear them with us with a lot of stuff. They're going to be joining us a little bit later. Going way past, long before myself or Stephen and Katrina were working here with WFHR or over at the shop, Mike and the gang have been working with WFHR for a very long time. We love and appreciate that relationship. And they're going to be joining us a little bit later today during Midday Magazine.
Oh, even better.
So that'll be fun.
And if you need something yet for Valentine's Day, I highly recommend you stop down at Family Natural Foods. I was there yesterday, and they have a great Valentine's Day spread set out, display.
Cool.
I should say that's probably more accurate.
Yeah.
But some amazing chocolates.
Yeah.
Oh, their chocolate's good.
Oh, and some of those chocolates are in that basket, and Raquel and her husband are going to enjoy those.
Yeah.
Enjoy those, you too. Again, congratulations, Raquel Novak.
Yeah.
WFHR, celebrating love around here.
All right.
Keep on listening, everybody. We got more contests and more things coming up for you. A lot of great giveaways going on. And we're actually got something really special we're going to be working on with our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. We might touch on that a little bit more later. We'll see. You got to be listening to find out with the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday coming up after the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court, thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
At One Rose Greenhouse in Wisconsin Rapids, when we think Valentine's Day, we think one rose or a dozen. You love them. From the show-stopping table centerpieces, the variety of long-stem roses, bouquets, and more, your loved one will not be disappointed. Plus, enter your love story on their Facebook page for a chance to win a bouquet for your honey. This Valentine's Day, stop by One Rose Greenhouse on Sampson Street in Wisconsin Rapids for all your flower needs. And remember, one rose or a dozen.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
A mix of clouds and sunshine and mild today. We'll get to around 44 for a high. The wind, a nice light breeze out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, some rain, eventually changing to some rain, mixing with snow down to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 33 on Friday. Partly sunny, even cooler with a high of 26. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
It's time to do some celebrating with the Birthday and Anniversary Club, and thanks to our great friends over at El Cafe. Go ahead and visit our friends at El Cafe over in Port Edwards. Great place, great people, wonderful food. You are not going to be disappointed. Head on over there at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. They're wishing everybody happy Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday. Bring your sweetie to breakfast or lunch to stop in and have a good time. They'll be there from 7 to 2. They got some great breakfast specials going on, pancakes, combo. Kind of the great lunch specials, prime rib, fish and shrimp. Good stuff over there.
Delicious.
Go ahead and check it out, everybody. And thank you very much to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming. We want more. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. Or, of course, call up and join the conversation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 715-424-2600 or one button dial in on the Civic Media app.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, Melissa's got that down.
She's got it down.
She's got it down. I just back off now. I know she's got it. I know she's got it. We need a 1 through 3. Let's see. This is your last day of the week, Melissa. So give me a 1 through 3, Mel.
I'm going to choose 1.
All right. Ooh. That gives us our qualifier.
The old number 1.
So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Vincent Collins.
Happy birthday,
happy
Vincent.
Happy birthday, Vincent.
Enjoy your day, sir. We hope it's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. Have a great day, Vincent.
Yes.
And we want to wish a very happy birthday to Barb Marie.
Oh, happy birthday, Barb.
Happy birthday, Barb.
Barb is an old friend from my old high school days everything. And I actually went to grade school with Barb, even.
Oh, wow.
Went to Washington with her and that. Okay. We wish her very happy, very, very, very happy birthday.
Yes, indeed.
And we want to wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Angel Laidlaw. Angel Laidlaw.
Angel. Aww. Happy birthday, Angel.
Happy birthday. Congratulations.
I apologize. It took me a second because Angel, I saw Angel's name, Angel Whitehead. That was her given name.
Yeah, right.
She got married recently.
Yeah.
And I wanted to respect that and get it right, especially on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Angel Laidlaw. Angel, of course, joined us from our chamber in Mid-State and all that.
Yep, all kinds of stuff.
She's currently president and CEO at Synergy Inc. Congratulations, Angel.
Wow.
I hope that's going well for you.
Impressive.
And you've got yourself a qualification right here, which means you might win some free El Cafe at the start of next month.
All right.
And let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity list here. Got an interesting list today. Who was born on Valentine's?
Valentine's.
Let's see here. Danielle Guerrera is 46. She's Okoya in the Black Panther movies, Michonne in The Walking Dead. She's in the new spinoff of The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live.
Wow.
Great actor.
Mm-hmm.
She is just amazing as Michonne and just as impressive as Okoya in the Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, she's got a scene with Angela Bassett where she's, you know, my queen, I've so honored you in all this, and it's so moving, and the only thing that tops it is Angela Bassett's incredible delivery afterwards and everything.
Awesome.
It's real to see actors like that, tour de force is just working together.
Amazing.
It's always cool. Drew Bledsoe is 52, former New England Patriots quarterback who was injured and replaced by this Thomas Brady, I believe. That's tough, man. That's tough.
You're the guy who was the Tom Brady replaced.
I mean, that's kind of the signature of your career.
Yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate. Drew Bledsoe wasn't a bad quarterback.
He got to the Super Bowl one year.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
Did get a ring from that team that ended up going on and winning and stuff too and everything. So, Rob Thomas is 52 from Matchbox 20 singer, I believe songwriter.
Yes.
3 a.m. Push, Bent. Rob Thomas, of course, also went on to have a great solo career. If anything, other than just more than just the song with Carlos Santana, had a couple of other things too.
He did.
The great, the wonderful Simon Pegg is 54. Scotty in the new Star Trek movies. Benji in the Mission Impossible movies. He is the writer and director and actor, or sometimes director of Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, The World's End.
Mm-hmm.
Great writer, great creative.
Very funny guy.
Great voice too. Really good voice. Yep. He was in, or he is in the TV show The Boys, and he plays a little bit more of a serious role and does a great job at it. He's really good. He's got some versatility to him.
By the way, Huey from The Boys was based on Simon Pegg.
Really?
But when the show came around, he was too old to play the part anymore.
Really?
So he ended up being another character. Yeah.
He plays the Huey's dad.
Yeah.
Oh, is that amazing? That's perfect. That's perfect. And they actually look a little bit like Jack Wade and him look a little bit alike. It's interesting.
That's by design. Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's awesome, man. Zach Gallen is 60. Gremlin star who a lot of people thought he was going to be a pretty big name in the 80s. Didn't end up happening, but yeah.
He's in Gremlins, though. That's good. That's cool.
Jim Kelly is 64, former quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
Four consecutive Super Bowls. Seth and I just touched on that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have to wish a happy birthday, but we got to do it a very different way, everybody. So I'm going to wish a happy birthday real quick. Okay, that was me wishing a happy birthday to Teller of Penn and Teller. Teller is 76 today. The smaller, mute half of the magic act.
Yes.
Is Penn and Teller the most famous magic team ever?
I think they are.
Yeah, because if you put Teller into Google, he's the first thing that pops up.
First thing. Yeah. It's incredible. Like, those guys have been around a long time doing this.
They've been around a very long time.
It's pretty cool. There is one of my top five favorite cameos in Simpsons history is Penn and Teller. And they're fighting. And Teller talks.
Yes.
And Penn's like, I told you never to talk. You remember what happened to the first Teller. And it's the only time we've ever heard Teller really talk.
Yeah.
Like, it's his actual voice. It was him actually voicing it.
He does. He's done some interviews and stuff. So he does. He does talk. But
he has the ability.
He does. Yes, he does.
Pat O'Brien, 76, former Access Hollywood host, along with other things.
Well, he was a sports guy, wasn't he? For a long time. CBS. He was a sports announcer. Yeah.
Carl Bernstein, 80 years old today.
Wow.
Legendary journalist from the Washington Post, exposed the Watergate scandal and took down President Nixon with his partner Bob Woodruff. See, this is what we call journalism. kids.
Yeah.
That's journalism.
Actual investigative journalism.
That's speaking truth to power.
Mm-hmm.
That is the essence of what this is all about. News, journalism, all of that mm-hmm. is for stories like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And whether it was Nixon or any other president that is afraid of the truth being uncovered, why are you afraid of the truth?
Right.
Why in life are you
what
ever
are you
afraid?
Hiding?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. This is another important note on a year like this to keep in mind. Let's see here. Oh, and some people no longer with us and legends we're talking
about. Oh, yeah.
Florence Henderson, born in 1934, passed away in 2016. Carol Brady on the Brady Bunch, of
mm-hmm.
course.
Mm-hmm. Very good Broadway star, too. Could sing, dance. She mm-hmm. could do it all.
And speaking of dancing, I at least the greatest tap dancer I ever saw. Gregory Hines, born on this day in 1946, passed away in 2003. Way too dang young.
Yes.
Got mm-hmm. a start in Mel Brooks' History of the World Part 1. Mm-hmm. Went on to star in The Cotton Club, maybe his best role. Will's boss on Will and Grace. Billy Crystal's buddy cop and Running Scared. I watched that movie 100 times, and I'll watch it 100 more.
And you're the only person.
Last week, little Michael McDonald in there. Love Running Scared.
It's just it's the movie made for James.
It really is. It really is. I think it was even filmed in Chicago. I think. I love Gregory Hines. Miss him all. I think about him a lot. All the time. I just not all the time, but I think about him. I miss him all the time, and I think about him from time mm-hmm. to time. In part because I just admire dance. It's such a cool art form, and I can dance a little bit, but I can't dance like these guys, like Sammy Davis, like Gregory Hines, like these kind of
greats.
Saving
Glover, yeah.
Saving Glover, another great reference. I really enjoyed his work, but the thing about Gregory Hines that stood out, and Sammy Davis was a good actor, was a solid actor, very strong, good actor, a 9 out of 10, if anything. But Gregory Hines was a very, very fine actor, yes. along with being a great dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy Hoffa, born on this day in 1913.
Died sometime.
I mean, are we? Yeah, that's a tough one, man. They got 1975 written here. I don't feel comfortable saying that.
We don't know. We don't know what happened.
We do know that we had some great people born on this day. We wish them a happy birthday. Anybody celebrating an anniversary out there, first off, why didn't you get it to us?
Hey.
We love around here.
Yeah.
Get it to us. Also, a big thank you to everybody that get these to us. Celebrate and enjoy with our friends over at El Cafe. They're open right now till 2. Visit them at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Got some great specials going on today.
All right.
We'll come back, and we got fun things lined up for you, everybody. We're going to get into the anti-Valentine's Day movement. What is that? Valentine's Day is falling on Ash Wednesday. Can we celebrate both? We'll get into all of those things with you, along with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing, coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are giving Governor Evers another chance to consider sweeping income tax cuts. A bill that got final approval yesterday would cut state taxes by $2 billion. Republican Representative David Murphy.
People in Wisconsin are suffering, and I hear it every day. We collect taxes to be able to have enough money to provide services, and when we have more than that, the taxpayers deserve that money back.
Democrats say most of the breaks would go to people who make $100,000 a year or more. Republican state lawmakers have passed a Parents' Bill of Rights. They range from approving pronouns to pulling kids out of classes or functions they find objectionable. The state Senate passed it along party lines yesterday. The Assembly approved it last month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. It doesn't look like Stevens Point may be getting a roundabout anymore as part of the Business 51 improvement project. The city's Public Works Committee voted 4-2 in favor of maintaining a signal-controlled intersection at Division Street and 4th Avenue. They want to stick with that instead of a one-lane roundabout at that spot. Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiesa says at least there's some order there now with the traffic light. He says with a roundabout, there is nothing other than a yield to your left, so he doesn't think people will go through there in a nice, orderly fashion. This weekend, students in grades 3 through 8 have an opportunity to attend the My Fair Lady Musical Boot Camp on February 17th from 10 to 2. LHS theater students will teach the foundations of a musical through workshops for improvisation, singing, dancing, and more. The cost is $15 if you register by February 16th or $20 at the door. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Bucks lose to the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home last night to the team that eliminated them from the playoffs last year, the Miami Heat. The final 123-97. That's the third time this season the Bucks have lost by 20 points or more. That's happened twice since Doc Rivers took over as head coach. After the game, Rivers telling reporters he thought the Bucks offensively were awful. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler, 78-72. That's the eighth win in a row for the Golden Eagles. Marquette is ranked fourth in the nation. And in Madison, Wisconsin snapping a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State at the Kohl Center. The final, the Badgers 62-54 over the Buckeyes. Badgers head coach Greg Gard said his players had gone over that very situation in practice this week.
We did a little simulated game yesterday in practice and had almost the same scenario where it was about an eight-point game with X number of minutes to go, and you know, I thought they hit some tough shots too.
That's the Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff, to go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
A mix of clouds and sunshine and mild today. We'll get to around 44 for a high. The wind, a nice light breeze out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, some rain, eventually changing to some rain, mixing with snow, down to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 33 on Friday. Partly sunny, even cooler with a high of 26. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Sunny. Yesterday, my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you.
Welcome back to the morning show here, everybody. WFHR, locally grown radio. Thank James, you. Melissa, Seth hanging out with you. I had to wait until he got love in there. That's the whole reason
love
I played
song.
It.
Yeah,
I wanted to get it in there. Come on, Bobby. Come on, get to it, Bobby. Let's go ahead and get into this one. We've got a good story going on right now, currently, in the whole, you know, for all of us. Today is Valentine's Day, which is also February 14th, and it's also Ash Wednesday, a Christian day marking the start of Lent. Do
correct.
I have that right?
You have that correct, yes.
Okay. And that has some people wondering, can you celebrate both? The shorter answer is, not really. The more nuanced answer is, it depends on how serious you are about both traditions.
Yeah.
Valentine's exactly. Day is a candy heart and chocolate-fueled secular celebration, usually involving date nights out and some, you know, romping around, hanging out and everything. Well, even traditionally, it's a feast, even though it's been commercialized and everything.
Yes, yeah.
Even traditionally, it's a feast day for some Christians to honor St. Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
Ash Wednesday moves around, and no one chose for it to be on Valentine's Day. It's directly linked to Easter Sunday, which also moves around based on the first full moon after March equinox. To like to be the one that has to figure that out.
Yeah.
All right, carry the two. Ash Wednesday is a solemn day of fasting and reflections that launches Lent and is actually a required day of fasting and abstinence for Catholics.
No chocolate for you.
No.
Catholic Bishop Richard Henning of Providence, Rhode Island, says it's not possible to celebrate both, and Ash Wednesday needs to be prioritized.
Okay, there you go.
Quote, it is the much higher value and deserves the full measure of our devotion. I ask with all respect that we maintain the unique importance of Ash Wednesday. Well, what What do you think? The bishop wasn't going. The bishop, of course, is going to say that.
Of course, yeah.
And I understand that. I think that that's understandable.
Right.
By the way, Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday mashup has happened before. It last occurred in 2018. Was what's extra silly because that year Easter fell on April Fool's Day.
Oh no!
Oh, that's awesome.
Before that, we hadn't seen the dates line up since 1945. Before that, they aligned in 23 and 1934, and it won't happen again until 2029, but that will be the last time this century.
Wow. Hmm. Wow, that's crazy.
That's just kind of interesting.
It is very fascinating. Yeah.
Can I ask for forgiveness right out the gate for this? Because I am not at all trying to be insensitive, and I do not. I hope my reputation is good enough that I've earned at least a bit of the benefit of the doubt with this.
All right.
Can't they like work together? Like, can't they?
Can't we all just get along?
Well, I'm saying for me, there is no religion that doesn't need new members. that isn't looking for new recruits. And I'm not trying to make light of this or anything. We're talking about a very heavy subject in religion. But I'm also trying to approach this as, okay, we take it seriously, and it means so much to us and everything. But the most faithful people I've ever known, my grandmothers, my mom, they could swing both. You know, they could do. Yeah. Now, there's certain things you can't do if you're fasting. My Nana, Lent was very important to her. Ash Wednesday was very important to her. Sacrificing something in her mind was very important. Mm-hmm. So for her, she would usually give up chocolate. So today would be very difficult for my Nana. But I guarantee you, the woman who loved love more than most people I knew in life would find a way to also incorporate Valentine's Day. And I don't have any. Look, I would never speak for the big guy, but I have a hard time believing God is going to have an issue with that. Yeah. Like, hey, we're not letting you. We're almost going to get into heaven. You were almost going to get into. But remember that Valentine's Day that also fell on Lent? Hey, I saw you eat that piece of chocolate. You ain't getting in. Sorry.
Well,
like, come on, yeah. Man. What are we doing? Like, I understand that it's a heavy subject. I understand how serious it is. Mm-hmm. Can't you chew gum and walk at the same time? Or chew chocolate and walk
at the same time? Yes, you can. No, this you have to remember too. You know, that was a Catholic bishop, and he was going from a Catholic point of view. There are plenty of Catholics that don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
do the fasting thing as well. I will say it.
Okay,
And they know who they are. So I mean, they're not. Yes, I'm not saying anything that's new.
Right,
so,
right.
But I mean, yeah, it. I think it's overblown. Okay, first of all, the way we celebrate Valentine's Day is not a solemn thing, you know.
No,
yeah, it's a saint's holiday, but it's not. Yeah, it's a feast day, but it's been secularized, like they said, you know. It's about, you know, love and that sort of thing, but I don't see why you can't have both. That's kind of silly. But
I want to add too that, you know, my mother was a very religious woman, that her religion was very important to her, and toward the end of her life, the most important Bible verse that she said, and what she urged my brothers and I to all keep most important and paramount in life, was love. And that's the 1 Corinthians 13:13. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
Yeah, that's good. That's
used
good.
At many a wedding. Passage from Corinthians, yes.
That's cool. That's good. I can see why. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really,
so no.
That really got me. It took me a second. I know we're in talk radio. We're in an audio medium, but that made me speechless. That's very beautiful. I don't know if I've heard
kept
that.
It from talking. Oh, no.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's actually played perfectly.
Somebody mark down this day.
Yes, yes. That's an interesting one.
If that's your deal, then yeah, some people are going to treat it Ash Wednesday more importantly than Valentine's Day. But I think in the scheme of things, like you alluded to, James, it's not a big deal. It really
isn't.
Well,
and maybe some are like, yes, I get to boycott Valentine's Day.
Yeah, true.
I have to fast.
Yes,
true.
Exactly. I'm sorry, love.
Can't celebrate. Yeah, can't celebrate.
I'm sorry, single world. I can't help you. I have to celebrate. I like that. I like that, Melissa. That's
out.
Good. We are. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I want to thank Melissa for sharing that quote from the Bible.
You're welcome.
I want a local pastor's perspective on today.
Yeah.
At our service this morning, we actually are going to be praying a liturgy about Valentine's, because it's about love. And Ash Wednesday is a start of a season of being reminded of God's love. So I think it's absolutely possible to do them both in one day.
I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I was really hoping you'd call up. That's great to hear. Reverend Beth is with us from the Moravian Church, and Beth, appreciate that very much. Not only you sharing that with us, but your I don't know how to word this perfectly, but the your style and the way that you do your job, I respect and appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you. And that passage from 1 Corinthians 13, I've actually used at funerals as well as a reminder that though we've lost the person, the love that we have for them and the love that they gave to us still remains.
That's really good. Thank you, Beth. We appreciate the time.
You're welcome.
Have a great Valentine's Day. Have a great one.
You as well. Bye.
She's not having a good Valentine's. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm
kidding.
A little foreshadowing there, Seth.
God, that was funny. I apologize for, I didn't want to cut her off or anything, but we are trying to get Phil to call in. Guys, we can only take one call at a time?
I guess so.
I didn't know that.
I thought we could do two, but I don't think it's ever been worked out.
Yeah, we got to get
mad about it.
We can't call out, and we can't take more than one call at a time. We got to get that worked out,
man.
We got
to fix that, man.
Every Wednesday, we are joined by our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We got Phil Hartley joining us on the phone right now. Phil, happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day. I was getting worried that you're getting some love calls. I'm getting busy signals. I'm going, what?
Well, speaking of busy, I got to imagine, Phil, that you guys over there at Quality Plus have been pretty busy leading up to Valentine's.
Segwaying. It's been busy. This last week has really turned up the dial, I guess, a little bit over getting orders in and everybody. I think after the new year is starting back up and getting their businesses flowing again. So, been a busy week.
Phil, I don't want to put you on the spot with this or anything, but you and I have been talking a bit. We've got a fun contest idea that we're going to do with a new business that you're doing. We'll talk about that contest maybe next week or the following week coming up, but it's on the way, everybody. It is a good one. We got a really good. Phil's got a great idea and a great one locked up. But what is the company that you have gotten kicked off along with Quality Plus, Phil?
Yeah, so the new company, which is an apparel printing company, that is started by myself and my daughter and a lady named Heather Sayers has been helping us a great deal. It's called Wham Incorporated.
Nice. And
it's INK, so I gotta have fun. I can't forget it. Incorporated. Wham stands for Wicked Awesome Media, which is my LLC that owns this whole shebang. And so we decided that we got asked a lot by different people started to look into it over the last year and slowly but surely started to process the ideas and ramp it up, and now it's coming to fruition. Really, really excited. We've already done a few small orders for some of our customers or vendors, and so we're looking to ramp it up, and the story will be told soon, and with a lot of advertising here on the local radio station.
Yeah.
All right.
We're looking forward to that. Yeah. Really looking forward. It's a great idea, Phil, and it really ties in perfectly with what you're doing now with Quality Plus and everything. Seems like it's a meeting of a perfect worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it just flows. And, you know, and again, we have a lot of different partners who work with here locally, and we'll continue to do that to make this business grow and hopefully help out some other business increase as well. If we can bring them in and help out, you know, we're probably going to need some more graphic design work. There'll be some things that we can't do that we can reach out to other people, local businesses that can help us, you know. And that's what I try to do is, you know, form these collaborations of local businesses to help each other grow. So this is another link in that chain, and looking forward to it. I'm really excited. It's been a lot of fun to put it together.
Looking forward to talking more about this. As a little nugget, a little tease to everybody and all of our listeners, and this is just between all of us, everybody.
All
okay?
right.
Start collecting heroes. Start thinking of heroes. Start thinking of collecting those.
Okay.
And everything.
All
We're
right.
going to need them. We're going to need them. Phil?
The tagline is apparel for the hero in you.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Cool.
Bill, we have made people wait long enough. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
All right, so I'm going to see if you guys can tell me the definition after I tell you the word.
Ooh, okay.
The word is osculate. Osculate.
Osculate.
Now, no looking it up.
Okay, all right. No,
we're away from our computers. Osculate.
O-S-C-U-L-A-T-E.
Is that... Oh, I've heard this before. This is when an ostrich stubs its toe. It's when an ostrich stubs its toe. Yeah, it's a rare word. You don't hear it very often. But yeah, I remember that one. Yeah,
I'm leaving.
when I brought it up to the staff here, you're very close. Well, not close in the definition, but... but when I brought it up to the staff, Tracy, my tremendous graphic designer here, said it's like it had to do with an ostrich sticking its head in the sand or something.
Yeah, yeah. You're on the same track. Yeah, not bad.
Yeah. No, you and Tracy are the same way. Like, no.
I feel for Stacy as much as I do Mel.
So it's Ash Wednesday, but it's not concerning Ash Wednesday. It's the other holiday of today, which is Valentine's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So osculate means to kiss.
Oh, how about that?
Well, of course I wouldn't know what that means. that is a good choice. Good choice. I've never heard that before, that word.
Me neither.
How did you come across that one?
So the staff gave me a word of the day calendar.
Oh, it came out the word of the day.
I'm getting a whole bunch of resources here now.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the word that came up today, and I thought, oh, that's a cool one.
Perfect.
So if someone comes up to you and wants to osculate, well,
yeah.
Hopefully you know them, first of all. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
It's up to you, but.
Great word, great time, and a great segment every week, Phil. We really appreciate you. We're going to try to get Phil in studio next Wednesday. We're going to try to get him in. It's been too long.
I put it on the calendar, James.
So. Sounds good. All right. We'll see you. We'll see you.
I'm just thinking of Prince singing instead of. You know, kiss, osculate.
Yes. Nicely done. Nicely done, as always, Phil. We appreciate you. Mm-hmm. You have a good one, and wish a happy Valentine's Day to all of the staff over there.
Yeah, we'll do. You guys as well. Take care.
Take care. Join our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. You can wish them a happy Valentine's Day in person. Go join them at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open right now till about 4. You can give them a call if you'd like, 715-423-7440. That's 423-7440. Be sure to like their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the good things that they are doing there at Quality Plus Printing. And again, keep a lookout, everybody. Be listening, because we've got a great contest coming up with them just around the corner.
Ooh, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and Phil will be in with studio with us next week, so be listening next Wednesday for another Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday right here. WFHR.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
A mix of clouds and sunshine and mild today. We'll get to around 44 for a high. The wind, a nice light breeze out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, some rain, eventually changing to some rain, mixing with snow, down to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 33 on Friday. Partly sunny, even cooler with a high of 26. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth and James here with you on this Valentine's Day show, special Valentine's Day episode.
All right.
We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. I got to get to a story here about this anti-Valentine's Day movement.
Okay.
But before we do, we got a note from our Heart of WFHR, which is fitting on today. Pam has sent over a list. Earlier, we were talking about love letters and things found in walls. This is from Pam. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law found a dead squirrel in their wall doing a kitchen redo. It was petrified.
It's not exactly a love letter, but all right.
No word on if the squirrel was in love when it happened.
Don't know.
No. But
it's very unresponsive.
It's a very different story. That's great, though, Pam. Thank you, Pam. Appreciate you, Pam. So are you someone who dislikes Valentine's Day? If so, you're not alone. The, quote, anti-Valentine's Day crowd has been growing the last few years, and the Washington Post did a big story on it. Some people think it's a Hallmark holiday that's only pushed on us to sell cards, chocolate, and jewelry. Others argue it can be actually harmful to your mental health because single people feel left out and rejected. One part of that argument is kids in school, especially teenagers who don't have a Valentine. Because of all that, more and more people are coming out against Valentine's Day and even celebrating their hatred for it. Etsy saw 14% bump for more searches for anti-Valentine's Day merch.
Wow.
And 34% more for shirts and with sayings like, love is in the air, try not to breathe.
That's clever.
The National Retail Federation found 3% of us plan to buy anti-Valentine's Day gifts. So is all this hate deserved, or are people just being silly? For what it's worth, a big poll this month found only 17% of us enjoy Valentine's Day more than any average day, average day. On an average day, we enjoy 22%. So we actually enjoy it even less than an average day.
Wow.
Now, and this is this also I think comes in ebbs and flows. A point like I believe that the article said in the 30s or 40s or something like that that we are also like this, and then in the 60s there was a rise in Valentine's Day love, which you know the decade of love and all that.
Right, sure.
And then there was a dip, and so these things go up and down. I think it's like fine. But I also feel like if you're big on celebrating anti-Valentine's, you're still celebrating Valentine's Day. Like
yes.
You're still celebrating. You might be celebrating it differently by focusing on singles or saying you hate love or something like that. But you're still celebrating, you know? I mean, you're still celebrating on a specific day.
You're still acknowledging the day.
You're still acknowledging the day. It's it's like a lot of arguments to me nowadays, or just in general, that if you're still acknowledging something, then how much are you really fighting it? Because you're still bringing attention to the day. Your movement is called the anti-Valentine's Day movement.
It's true.
You've got it in the title. Like, to me, and I've admitted many times on this air that our airwaves that I am a foolish romantic, underline the word foolish. I am that. But even with that being said, man, I mean, if you don't like the day, fine. But hating the day seems a little extreme.
It does, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was that kid in high school who didn't have a Valentine.
Right,
in junior high, in grade school, junior high, high school. I was the kid in grade school with the box who just moved to that school and had nobody fill in my Valentine box.
Ouch.
Like, and I'm okay. Oh, wait a minute. No. Actually, just had a real epiphany here.
Just hit him.
No, man. I mean, I was fine. It sucked. It was a little hurtful and everything. But you know what really meant a lot was the next year when I did get cards. And it gave me some perspective. It gave me some... Like, I want to protect kids with everything I have. I want to wrap them in bubble wrap, and I don't want anything bad to ever happen to them. But that's life.
Yeah.
And if you experience little bits of hurt and heartache early on in life, it prepares you for when you feel the big hits later on.
It does.
If you never take a punch in your life, all of a sudden in your 20s you take one, that's going to hurt like you've never known before.
Right.
But if you take little bits here and there as you build up, it's like, I don't know. I don't know.
It's almost like an immune system for your heart.
Yes. Thank you, Melissa. That's the right way to put it.
But like you said, if we don't acknowledge the holiday, it will go away. I found a whole list of 10 forgotten holidays, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, awesome.
That has gone away.
Awesome.
And a couple of these I think need to be mentioned. Llamas Day. Ooh. Not llama. Llamas.
Llamas. Okay. Llamas Day. Okay.
This is a big holiday for carb lovers.
Okay.
It celebrated the wheat harvest and the first loaves of bread of the season. People would bring out their first loaves to be blessed, but they didn't eat them. They were torn into quarters and placed in the barn to protect the grains like magical amulets.
Whoa.
How about that?
Whoa. Yeah. Interesting.
Another one. Meal Monday. It was the autumn midterm break in Scotland. In the 1800s, students would schlep home and replenish their supply of oats to live on while at college.
Wow. Their supply? What? Huh? What? Their supply of oats?
That's awesome. Oats. Yep. honey, do you have your books and your oats? Okay, you can go.
That's all you get the entire semester.
We also need to incorporate the word schlep a lot more into our culture. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It lasted till the 1970s. If you want to see the whole article, it's at rare.us. there's a list of 10 of them.
Good, that's fine. Awesome. Good find, yeah, Melissa. That's good one. Oh, that's good. That's
So if you want to get rid of Valentine's Day, stop acknowledging it.
Yeah, yeah.
We've done with so many other holidays, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not that hard. No. If it's still being talked about, people are still enjoying it.
Exactly.
But regardless if you want to celebrate the day or not, you can celebrate love. It doesn't have to be love between a partners. It could be just love in general.
Right.
To me, Valentine's Day is focused on relationship love, but it can just be love.
Yeah.
And hopefully you got some love in your life. And
technically, St. Valentine is the patron saint of love under duress, by the way.
Yes.
Oh,
so it's not just general love.
We discussed on Monday during the Kitchen's Open segment. We gave the whole history of Monday if you want to check that out.
Yeah, exactly.
St. Valentine's, it was celebrating people who were killed because they were promoting this forbidden love.
Mm-hmm.
But there.